今天我们要跟大家试想一个非常熟悉的这个比喻。
Today we are going to look at a parable that many of us are very familiar with.
这个就是撒玛利亚那个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And this is the parable of the good Samaritan.
这个比喻大家非常的熟悉。
All of us are very familiar with this parable.
但是不是所有的人都正确的来理解这一段圣经。
But not everyone correctly understands this passage.
让我们来先读这个路加福音第十章第三十到三十七节有关这个撒玛利亚好撒玛利亚人的这个比喻。
And let's first read through Luke chapter 10 verses 30 to 37, which is the parable itself.
三十节，路加福音十章三十节说，耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下去耶利哥，落在强盗的手中，他们掳去了他的衣裳，把他打得半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样的从那边的路去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲畜，带到店里去照应。第二天拿出两钱银子交给店主说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。你想这三人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
Luke chapter 10 verse 30. Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise.
所以这个比喻大家都非常熟悉。
This is a very familiar parable to all.
不管你是基督徒还是非基督徒，大家都很喜欢，很非常熟悉的这个故事。
Whether you are Christian or not, we all love this story and we are familiar with it.
那么好撒玛利亚人呢，成为一个称赞。如果人说你是一个 good Samaritan, 你是一个好撒玛利亚人，那就是一个称赞你的话。
And the phrase or the title a good Samaritan has become a compliment. If someone calls you a good Samaritan, that person is praising you.
那么很多在这个故事里面呢，我们很看到很多就讲到这个恩慈啊，恩待人啊，怜悯啊，照顾人啊，这些都是一些表现出那个爱心。
And we see that in the story, the person actually showed kindness and mercy and compassion and care for the needy.
所以在这个比喻呢，大家都非常熟悉，而且非常简单。
This is a simple parable, and we are all familiar with it.
但是呢，不是所有的人都明白这个比喻。
But yet, not everyone understands the meaning.
如果你看上去呢，这个三十节，如果你看在前面呢，你看到二十二节那边上面，讲到就是看上下文，你看二十二节，主耶稣这么说，他说 除了父，没有人知道子是谁；除了子，所与你指示的人，没有人知道父是谁。耶稣转身，暗暗对他们说：你们看见是看见，你们所看见的是有眼睛就有福了。我告诉你们，从前许多的君王、许多的先知和君王，想要看见你们所看见，却是没有看见；要听你们所听的，却是没有听见。
And if you look at the context of this passage, and we start from verse 22, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then turning to the disciples, he said privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it.
所以比喻呢，好像基本上比喻是要帮助人明白神圣经的真理。
Parables are meant to help people understand the spiritual truth.
但是同时呢，其实比喻还有另外一个意思，就是要隐藏真理。
But at the same time, parables had another purpose, which is to hide the truth.
所以你能够不能够明白，决定在于你信不信。
And whether you can understand or not depends on whether you believe Jesus or not.
如果你相信耶稣，你明白这个；如果你不相信耶稣，你就不能够明白这个比喻。
If you believe Jesus, then you can understand. If you do not, then you cannot.
所以很在历史历代里面呢，我们发现有很多人解释这段圣经的时候，解释到非常的奇怪。
And in history, we find that many people try different ways of explaining this parable, even in peculiar ways.
最出名的就是这个早期教父奥里根。
And the most famous would be by one of the church fathers, Origen.
他把这段圣经呢完全灵异化。
And he allegorizes the entire parable.
所以他说那个亚当，那个人就是亚当。
And he says the man is Adam.
那么耶路撒冷就是天堂。
Jerusalem is paradise.
那么亚当是从天堂下到这个世界来，所以那个 Jericho 就是耶利哥就是世界。
And Adam went from paradise to the world, so Jericho represented the world.
那么那个强盗就是魔鬼。
And the robbers are demons.
那么那个这个祭司呢？祭司就是律法。
And the priest represents the law.
那么那个这个利未人呢？就是先知。
The Levite is the prophet.
那么那个撒玛利亚人呢？就是主耶稣。
And the Samaritan is Christ.
那么那个伤口呢？就是他们。不顺服的原因。
The wounds represents the disobedience of men.
驴子呢，就代表耶稣的身体。
And the animal is the Lord's body.
那么那个殿呢，就是教会。
And the inn is the church.
那么来到这个撒玛利亚人回来的时候呢，就是主再来。
And the return of the Samaritan is the Lord's second coming.
是吗？
Is that right?
这个完全把它灵异化了，这个完全已经离开了这个原本的意思，所以这个就不是它的原本的意思。
And this is allegorizing all the meanings of the different terms that is actually departing from the original meaning.
来到加尔文的时候，他加尔文在讲到奥里根的讲法呢，是完全误解主耶稣的意思。
And by Calvin's time, John Calvin said that Origen misses entirely our Lord's intention.
所以我们不要说到底是奥里根对呢，还是这个加尔文对呢？我们来看圣经，圣经本身就告诉我们到底哪一个是对。
So let's not take sides with either Origen or Calvin. Let's return to the Bible and see what the Bible says and try to get the right meaning from the Bible itself.
当时候的人是这样讲，但是今天呢，很多人把这段圣经来解释作为一个社会公义的这个要求。
So that was the previous saying, but today we find that many people interpret this passage to mean that we should carry out social justice.
因为他说你看到这边有这个人受伤了，撒玛利亚人来帮助他，所以我们应该帮助有需要的人。
Because here is a man who was wounded and the good Samaritan helped him, so that means we need to help the needy.
帮助有需要的人是圣经的教导，那没有错。
Of course, helping the needy is a biblical teaching, there's nothing wrong with that.
那么他们再进一步说，这个要完全就脱穷，就帮助整个世界、整个国家脱穷。
But they go further and say that this means Christians ought to help the society and even the whole country to alleviate poverty.
这个使到国家、使到民族、使到全世界脱穷，是不是教会的责任呢？
And is the church's responsibility to alleviate poverty from the world?
这个就是我们要思想的。
This is what we need to think about.
主耶稣讲，有一次主耶稣讲说，当有这个 这个玛丽就把她的这个高很贵尊贵的这个高倒在耶稣身上的时候，那个犹大说：“这么太贵了。”他说：“你们还是拥有穷人，但是你不是永远有我。所以穷人一定会在的，你不可能你怎么样做，那个世界上总是会有穷人的。”And
remember one time when Mary came and she poured expensive perfume on Jesus just before he died, and Judas said, or rather thought in his heart that this should be sold and to help the poor. But Jesus replied that you will always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. So in other words, there will always be the poor. You can never alleviate poverty from the world.
所以有很多人用这段圣经说，哦，我们要帮助穷人，然后要帮助全世界破穷，然后呢，要重新分配这个资产。
And so people say that from this passage, it shows that we need to be helping the poor, we need to alleviate poverty, and we need to redistribute wealth.
甚至还有些人说我们要成为少数人的声音，就是说，如果有人歧视你，宗教歧视、种族歧视，这个少数民族，我们要为你发声。
And there are also others who say we need to be the voice of minority. If you are facing discrimination, like racial discrimination, etc., we need to speak out for those who are the minority.
然后呢，他说我们要消除种族的这些种族啊，这个宗教歧视等等。
We need to fight against discrimination, racial and religious.
然后呢，我们必须要改变社会。
We need to change the society.
我们要成为社会公义的呼声。
And we want to be an advocate of social justice.
所以我们要参与国家的政治。
So in order to do all these things, we need to be involved in politics.
是吗？
Is that right?
这段圣经是在讲这个吗？
Does this passage talk about all this?
所以我要告诉你，你准备好哈，我要好好的解这段圣经，你会发现这段圣经跟这个完全没有关系。
So let me tell you as we explain this passage, it has nothing to do with all these things, and please be prepared to hear the explanation.
我们应该帮助穷人，我们应该帮助有需要的人是对，但是如果我们教会去参与政治，去改变社会，去要把这个帮助这个人类脱穷啊，那个重新分配资源啊等等，这个不是教会的工作。
Yes, indeed, we ought to be helping the poor and the needy. But to say that the purpose of the church is to help alleviate poverty and to do all these things and be involved in society and in politics, this is not the role of the church.
是的，教会，是的，每一个基督徒都应该帮助有需要的人。但是呢，这段圣经不是在讲这个。
Yes, indeed, every Christian ought to be helping those who are in need, but that's not from this passage.
所以在我们还没讲下去的时候，我们就要学怎么样来解释比喻。
So before we go into all these things, first we want to learn the principles of explaining or interpreting a parable.
所以在去年呢，我们在我们的这个教会的这个圣经大会里面呢，我们的志平弟兄呢，就给我们一个很好的这个教导，有关如何解释比喻。
And in our Bible conference last year, our brother Chi Ping actually taught us how to interpret parables properly.
所以我想跟这个 Ryan 合作一下，把这一个视频呢放在我们的网上，你们以后会去看。
And we want to cooperate with our work together with our brother Ryan to put these videos on our website so that you can view those videos.
因为他教得很好,
because he taught well.
所以我想大家应该要学.
So I think we all need to learn.
但是我想进一步给大家看这个比喻是什么呢? 这比喻是一个故事.
And I want to talk about this today to let all of us see that a parable is actually a simple story.
比喻呢有非常广的用法。
Parables have a wide application.
圣经里面讲比喻呢有明喻有暗喻，就是 simile and 这个 metaphor.
And in the Bible there are what we call similes and metaphors.
还有好多不同种类的比喻。
And there are many different kinds of parables.
但是比喻呢基本上是一个比较长篇的故事。
But the parable is actually a more detailed story.
在故事呢，我们已经跟大家讲，在圣经的故事有圣经的解法，是个故事的解法。
And we have said before that when you are reading the Bible, different parts of the, or different genres of the Bible requires different ways of interpreting.
诗篇有诗篇的解法, 这个书信有书信的解法, 这个叙述文, 这个故事有故事的解法。
Psalms will be interpreted in one way, and then the epistles will be interpreted in another, and narratives will be having a different interpretation as well.
所以当我们在解释 故事的时候呢, 我们一定要去注意, 每一个故事都有一个, 这个情节, 就是高潮起伏。
And we must remember that in a story, there is always a plot, there are rising actions, and etc.
所以当我们看故事的时候, 我们知道它的故事如何发展。
So as we looked at the story, we want to pay attention to how the story develops.
所以除了情节呢, 我们也看到里面的人物, 人物跟我们很相似, 我们会引起共鸣。
And other than the plot, the characters of the story are often similar to us, and it kind of like echoes our voices.
所以当我们看到人物在里面的时候, 我们就想起我们自己的光景。
And when we look at the characters in the story, we start thinking about our own condition.
那么在这个看了这个 情节人物, 还有呢, 就是场景, 就是它的背景, 背后, 在什么情况下这件事情发生?
Other than the characters, we also want to look at the setting of the story and its background.
然后呢, 最终我们要看到它的主题。
And finally, we need to pay attention to its theme.
到底整个故事, 所以我们在看故事的时候, 不能够看一般就做总结, 要看整个故事, 才知道它最终的意思是什么。
So when we are reading or looking at a story, we cannot just look at half the story, we need to pay attention to the whole story and look at the conclusion.
所以它最后呢, 要使到 我们有这个情感上面, 就是我们在情绪上面, 哎呀, 我们有共鸣, 可以产生一个行动。
And in the end, the story is meant to evoke an emotional response from the hearer, from us, that we will feel like we are part of that story.
所以你会发现, 这个故事的解法 跟书信的解法 是不同的。
So how we interpret narratives and how we interpret epistles, they are different.
书信呢, 非常注意逻辑。
The epistles focuses on logic.
所以它有章节, 它有一章, 有一个段落, 有句子, 然后有这个文法。
So there are chapters, there are paragraphs, sentences, and we pay attention also to the grammar.
所以它非常注重什么呢? 它注重这个逻辑, 一点一点, 为什么它要这样? 它有一个 proposition, 它有一个议题, 然后它有一个怎么样的来证明这个议题是对, 它的逻辑性是什么, 所以在书信这个非常强。
So in epistles, the focus is on the logical flow of thoughts, and there's a preposition and the reasons behind those prepositions.
但是呢，我们在读故事的时候呢， 我们就不是看这个逻辑性， 我们是看它的 plot， 它那个情节的发展， 故事的发展， 然后我们才能够得到它的答案。
But when we look at a story or a narrative, we have to pay attention to the whole plot in order to get the answer from the whole story.
所以过去我们已经看了很多旧约的故事， 所以今天呢， 我们稍微把这个故事延伸长一远一点， 就是提到比喻， 比喻也是一个比较小型的故事。
Yeah, in the past, we have looked at the Old Testament narratives, but today we want to focus on parables. And parables in itself is also considered a narrative.
So 我的大纲呢, 基本上给大家一个先有一个 了解大纲呢, 基本上是这样。 第一呢, 我们会讲到比喻的内容, 然后我们看比喻的背景, 然后我们看比喻的对白, 就是他们的对话, dialogue, 然后呢, 我们再看比喻的主题。
And let me first show you the outline of today's sermon on this parable. We will look at the content, the context, the conversation, and also the center theme of the parable.
所以首先呢, 我们来看第一点呢, 就是比喻的内容。
First, let's look at the content of the parable.
刚才我们已经读过了。
We've read through this.
所以在30节那边就是讲到, 耶稣说有一个人从耶路撒冷来到下到耶利哥。
Verse 30, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
耶路撒冷是在高原3000尺, 离开水海面3000尺, 耶利哥是在海面向下1000尺, 所以是从高山下到这个低谷。
Jerusalem is actually on a hill that's 3,000 feet above the sea level, while Jericho is 1,000 feet below sea level, so it is actually from a hill to a valley.
所以如果你从耶路撒冷呢下到耶利哥呢, 你如果直线下去, 你就会跌死的。 所以它的路是弯来弯去弯曲弯曲的, 所以转来转去的。
So if you go from Jerusalem to Jericho in one straight line in a vertical fashion, you will fall to your death. So the terrain then was actually a winding path.
我们大家都出去旅行，当我们到一个山的时候，我们要上山，总是我们那个车弯来弯去，弯来弯去，就是不然的话呢，你就很容易这个发生意外。
Those of us who have traveled would know that if you are trying to drive up a mountain, usually the road will be winding its way up the mountain.
其实，在从耶路撒冷到耶利哥呢，实际上只有17英里罢了，很短的。
From Jerusalem to Jericho, in actual fact, the distance is only 17 miles.
但是因为它弯来弯去呢，就有很多地方是阴暗的，就是一说它有很多强盗，所以这个是一个非常危险的路。
But because of the winding path, there are actually dark corners where robbers will lurk, and this is a very dangerous path.
所以在这个情况下，他就说有一个人呢，从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥，在中间呢落到强盗的手里。强盗把他的衣服拿去，又把他打得半死，然后丢在路边。
And on his way to Jericho, he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead.
所以在这个内容里面呢，我们看到第一个人物就要出现了，这个人物就是祭司。
And in this content, we see the first character coming up is the priest.
当然，这个人受伤了之后，第一个来见到走过的人呢，就是祭司。这个祭司呢，就是指他是神的祭司，是会幕里面的祭司，是他是应该代表神来爱人，也代表人来向神祷告。所以这个祭司应该是非常熟悉这个旧约的。
This is the priest who represented God before men. He is supposed to love people like how God loves people. And he's representing men before God and to bring them to worship. So this priest ought to know the law very well.
但是这个祭司来的时候，看了他了之后呢，跑到另外一边装作没有看走了。
But this priest came, saw him, and he passed by on the other side. He pretended that he did not see the injured man.
这个就很奇怪了。
This is strange.
因为这个是祭司啊，这个祭司是属于神啊，应该熟悉旧约的律法。所以旧约律法里面讲什么呢？
And this is the priest of God who is familiar with the Old Testament law.
所以他应该知道说，他每一个人都应该尽心尽力爱神，主你的神，在生命记六章五节。
And he ought to know in Deuteronomy 6:5, it says that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
所以祭司应该知道他应该爱神。那么神所讲的呢，怎么知道他爱神呢？他听神的话就叫做爱神。
And how would one know that he loves God if he obeys God?
那么在利未记神怎么说呢？利未记是在19:34，他说在你们同居的这个的外国人呢，他说你们要看他们如同本地人一样，而且要爱他如己，因为你们在埃及也做过寄居的，我是耶和华你们的神。
And so in Leviticus 19:34, God says, you shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
所以在这边就出现了一个问题，这个祭司呢应该很熟悉圣经，圣经的教导他是必须去爱一个被人打得半死，被丢在路旁，这个人已经半条命，就应该帮助他，这个人装作没有看见走了。
So this priest, he ought to know the Old Testament teaching very well, that he should be helping this person who is actually injured, but instead of doing that, he pretended not to see him and he passed by on the other side.
但是很多人给他这个祭司很多借口，他很可能是祭司，他要去献祭，所以他不可以碰死人，他把那个要死的人当作是死人，然后不要有自己不接近等等，这些都是借口。
But many people try to give the priest excuses like he's on his way to the temple to offer sacrifices, so he cannot touch a dead person because that will make him unclean. But this is not a dead person, he is just dying.
所以我们看到第一个祭司走过，他没有帮助他，来了第二个人叫做利未人。
And so the priest passed by and did not help, came the second man, the Levite.
祭司也是利未人。
The priest is also a Levite.
但是祭司是亚伦的后裔。
But the priest would be Aaron's descendant.
利未人不一定是亚伦的后裔。
Levites, on the other hand, may not be descendants of Aaron.
意思说，这边祭司是亚伦的后裔，他是专家。那么，这个亚伦的这个后裔做献祭的时候呢，利未人也来帮助他，这些都是熟悉律法的人。
And the priest would be Aaron's descendants, who's also Levite, and actually would be doing special duties. The Levites, on the other hand, will be helping the priests, and they are all people who knew the law very well.
所以 32节说, 这个利未人来了, 看一看他, 又走了。
And verse 32 tells us the Levite came, saw the man, and passed by on the other side.
特别是跑到对面走了，好事就根本就是不要，不关我的事情。
And he passed by on the other side, meaning he went away as far as possible, like he has never seen this person.
然后来了第三个人。
Then the third man came.
这个人呢就是撒玛利亚人。
And this is the Samaritan.
我们都来讲说，哦，这个就是A国、B国、三国或者第一个种族、第二个种族、三个，好像这些人没有关系。其实不是的，撒玛利亚人是犹太人最讨厌的人。
And we might think that this is just different citizens from different countries. It doesn't really matter. But we need to know that in the background, in history, Samaritans were hated by the Jews.
所以主耶稣在用撒玛利亚人的时候，就是整个故事的高潮或者故事的twisting，他很有。 精彩的部分就是在这边，他用一个撒玛利亚人来讲这个故事。And
when Jesus brought in the Samaritan, this is really to the Jew a plot twist because it is the dramatic part of the story.
你知道吗？犹太人要下去的时候呢，碰到这个撒玛利亚地呢，他们总是要绕一个圈，他们都不要走过去。
When the Jews wanted to go to Jerusalem and they come to Samaria, they would even not want to step foot in Samaria. They would go around the Samaria and walk a very long distance. Jesus was the only one who went through.
所以这个人呢，这个撒玛利亚人，他们犹太人恨撒玛利亚，恨到什么程度呢？在这个约翰福音8章48节，曾经有一句话说，主耶稣跟他们讲到说，那些犹太人就说你是撒玛利亚人，你是被鬼附的。他把撒玛利亚人跟被鬼附的放在一起。
And the Jews hated the Samaritans to the extent that there was one time in John 8:48, the Jews answered Jesus, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" They equated Samaritans as being demon possessed.
所以你会看到这个撒玛利亚人是他们很讨厌，但是这个撒玛利亚人做什么呢？他来了，看到这个人，你看第33节，他就动了慈心，然后就上前呢，用酒。 用油来倒在他的伤口，就是使他消毒，然后包裹好，把他包起来，然后呢，扶他上去自己的这个牲畜这个驴子上面，我们把它当作是驴子，然后就把他带到这个城里面呢，他不要留在旁边，带他走这条路，可见这条路挺难走的，一定他要走到那边呢。 交给这个店主，那么又他又没有马上离开，他有事要走，因为他隔天才离开。你看下去呢，你就会发现，到了第二天35节，他就再拿钱出来。你看
，So came this Samaritan hated by the Jew, but he saw the injured man, had compassion, helped him bound up his wounds, poured oil and wine to disinfect the wounds, set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn because this was a winding path and a difficult terrain. He actually helped this man reach the inn and did not leave immediately, but took care of him and only left the day after.
那么他在第35节说，第二天他就拿出2000银子交给店主，说：“你帮我照顾他，然后如果还要用到什么，你尽量给他用，我什么都给他付。”
And the next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him. Whatever more you spend, I will repay you. Let him use whatever resources that he needs."
像这个2000银子到底是多少呢？
How much is 2 denarii worth?
根据解经家的研究呢，大概有2个月的这个酒店费，可以这么讲。
And according to Bible commentators, this would actually represent 2 months worth of rental.
哇，这个人看到一个不认识的人，而且很可能是他的敌人，因为这个我猜这个人是犹太人，因为主耶稣在跟你这个犹太人讲话，所以这个犹太人，他你讨厌我，我这样帮你，我不当帮你，我跟你。 消毒，给你包裹，然后把你带到这个酒店，然后在酒店里面，给你住上2个月，然后要付上你所有的医药。 哪里有人做这种事情？
And this man is incredible. He is the Samaritan. Here he is taking care of a Jew. We would presume that this injured man is a Jew since he came down from Jerusalem. And he is taking care of his enemy. Not only did he take care of his enemy, he helped him and even paid for all his expenses, 2 months worth of hotel stay.
所以你会发现，好撒玛利亚人好到这个程度。有这样的，今天你有这样的人吗？你帮他已经不错了，在他去这个 L 啊、A&E 已经是不错了，然后丢在他那边你们自己搞定，你还去帮助他，还要给他，真的吗
？Is it really possible for a man to go to this kind of extremes to help another person? If you today is helping someone who is injured, you will probably take him to A&E and leave him there and wave goodbye.You will not go to the extent of doing all these things for an injured person whom you do not know.
所以很多人读到这里，哇，这个撒玛利亚人太好了，这个太有爱心了，所以我们都应该学这个撒玛利亚人。
And so many people to this, when they read this part of the story, they will go, oh, this man is so full of love and he is so full of compassion. We all need to imitate him.
当我还没有讲下去的时候，让我告诉你一件事。
But before we go further, let me tell you.
你会看到这边三种人。
There are three types of people here.
第一种是祭司。
First is the priest.
啊，祭司在犹太人他就是主这个宗教的这个他们宗教的这个有权柄或者教是宗教的最好的代表。
And the priest to the Jew would be the representative of all religiosity.
第二呢是利未人，利未不，你不是最高第二，普通人也是算是不错的，但是这两个人完全没有帮助这个有需要的人。
And after the priest that will represent the top of the religious establishment comes the Levi who is still representing at least the people who are religious, but this both persons did not help the man in need.
他们没有按照圣经的教导，圣经说你要照顾有需要的人，你甚至那些在这个外邦人你也要照顾，他们什么都不照顾。
And they did not obey what the Bible teaches. They are supposed to take care of not just the Jews themselves, but even sojourners among them. But they did not obey the word.
那么谁遵守神的旨意呢？谁遵守圣经呢？是撒玛利亚人，这个被人歧视、藐视的那一种人。
And who obeyed the scriptures in this case is the Samaritan, the one who is despised by the Jews, the one that is considered outcast.
所以当我们看这个故事的时候呢，我们都说，哎呀，你看这边所讲的就是要有爱心，要有怜悯，要帮助有需要的人，这个就是整个故事的内容。
And we all will look at this and say that, oh, the content here teaches us to have compassion, to be merciful, to help people who are in need.
但是我告诉你，整个故事呢跟这个没有关系。
But let me tell you, the whole story has nothing to do with that.
你为什么这么讲呢？
Why do we say that?
我们要看它的背景。
We need to look at the context.
它的背景是什么呢？为什么会主耶稣要讲这个故事呢？
What is the context of this parable? Why did Jesus say this parable?
所以我们回去看25节。
Let's go back to verse 25.
25节这么说，他说有一个律法师来试探耶稣。这个人不怀好意啊。那么他说，夫子，我该做什么来承受永生呢？他讲的是什么？这个是怎么样得救，怎么样进天国，我怎么样得救？耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎么样呢？他说，哦，律法上啊，哇，这个律法是厉害，他把整个613条的律法他能够总结，哇，这个是很本事的这个律法师。这个律法师不是法律，不是说我们的 lawyer 啊，这个律法师是懂得圣经的律法的那个律法师啊。他说什么呢？他说27节，他说你们要尽心尽性尽力爱尽意爱主你的神，然后要爱这个邻舍如同自己啊。主耶稣第28节说，你回答的是你讲得很对，这样行你就得永生。请问怎么样得永生呢、啊、如果你 fulfill the law， 如果你行律法，你按照律法的行，你就得救了。
Verse 25, and behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Notice that here is a lawyer. This is not a civil lawyer. This is a person who taught the law of God. The lawyer are teachers of the law. And he came to test Jesus, so he came with a bad motive. He wanted to test Jesus. He asked Jesus, "What shall I do to inherit the eternal life?" In other words, he's asking, "How can I be saved and how can I go to heaven?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God and all with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." This teacher of the law knew his Old Testament so well that he could summarize all 613 commandments in two simple sentences here. He knows the Bible well, in other words. And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." What is Jesus telling him? Jesus is telling him, if you want to be saved or you want to enter heaven, you need to fulfill the law. So let me ask you a question.
整个背景, 整个 context, 它的背景, 为什么主耶稣要告诉这个比喻的背景, 是, 的原因是什么?
So what is the context that Jesus spoke this parable to this lawyer?
因为这个律法师认为 他问他主耶稣怎么样得救， 主耶稣就讲这个比喻是讲得救， 不是讲爱心， 不是讲这个帮助社会， 不是改造社会， 是讲怎么样得救。
This lawyer came and asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus was answering his question on how to inherit eternal life. In other words, how to be saved. So Jesus is telling him the way of salvation rather than loving anyone else or helping society.
所以你看到这个是律法师来问主耶稣我怎么样得救，主耶稣说你守律法咯。
And so this person asked Jesus, "How can I be saved?" And Jesus said, "Keep the law."
怎么守律法呢? 律法的总纲就是要这样爱。 好，怎么爱呢? 这个无条件的爱, 完全无私的爱, 你如果做到呢, 你就能够得进天堂。
And so, how to fulfill the law? You must love God and love man perfectly. It has to be unconditional love. And if you can do this, then you will go to heaven.
我们在座的弟兄姐妹, 大家都很知道, 请问有没有人可以完全行律法在神面前称义的?
And all of us seated here, our brothers and sisters, you should be very clear on this. Is there any man who can fulfill the law and be justified before God?
可以吗?
Is that possible?
不可以，没有人可以。
No, it is impossible. No man can do that.
没有一个人可以。如果没有人可以的话呢, 意思说这个律法师也是做不到的。
No one can do it, and including this lawyer.
你看29节。
Look at verse 29.
29节他怎么说呢? 他说，那人要显得显明自己有理。 意思说，不是啊，我做完了，你要爱人如己，我已经爱了，做好了，除非你对。 这个灵舍有不同的解释，所以他才讲 "Who is my neighbor?" 谁是我的灵舍？我都已经爱完了，除非你说还有别的灵舍。他的意思是，我都已经做完了，你还跟我讲这个说什么？Verse
29, but the lawyer, desiring to justify himself, in other words, he thinks that he has already fulfilled the law perfectly, and he has already loved God perfectly, he has loved his neighbor perfectly, and so he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor? Unless you can show me someone that I have not loved, unless you have a different definition of the word neighbor," he is again justifying himself.
所以我们看到第一点呢, 整个比喻的内容, 然后我们刚才也看到第二点的比喻的背景, 就是讲到救恩。
So we have talked about the content of the parable, and the context of the parable is an answer to how salvation can be attained.
所以第三点呢, 我们讲到比喻的对白, 就是他们之间的谈话, 他谈话就主耶稣其实这边不只是三个, 三个祭司, 利未人和这个, 这个撒玛利亚人, 还有一个就是主耶稣跟律法师, 总共有五个人在对话。
And now we look at the conversation. The conversation is not just, or the characters here is not just involving the Samaritan and the Levite and the priest, but also involves conversation between Jesus and the lawyer.
所以耶稣跟这个律法师在对话的时候, 他对话在讲什么? 这个律法师是要来试探耶稣, 然后这个律法师在29节说, 我要证明我有理, I'm justified, you are not. 他来是要陷耶稣于不义，意思他的目的是不好的，他是 要使耶稣跌进这个陷阱里面。
And so of course there's a conversation between Jesus and the lawyer, and so Jesus spoke the parable to him, but of course we know in verse 29 he had a bad motivation. He wanted to justify himself and to prove that Jesus is wrong.
所以你看25节到29节就是耶稣跟这个律法师的对话。
Verses 25 to 29 will be the conversation between Jesus and the lawyer.
所以你看到他说，人要怎么样得永生呢？他说，你去行律法呢？那么那个人说，耶稣说，你说的是第28节。他说，你这样行，你这样做就可以得永生。
And the lawyer asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said, "What is written in the law?" And he replied with loving God and man. Verse 28, Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live."
你再看37节。
Look at verse 37 again.
当主耶稣问他这门三个人哪一个是强盗的邻舍呢？他说，就是那个怜悯他的人。主耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
Which of these three, verse 36, do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise.
像这个人做什么呢?
What's he telling this man to do?
这个帮助一个不认识的人，甚至这个人是一个敌人，甚至这个人是一个outcast，看不起藐视的人。然后呢，他不但拿自己的财产，给他浇油，给他浇水，然后给他浇油，给他浇酒，然后呢，又带他去这个用他的这个牲畜把他带到这个酒店去，然后呢，又给钱他。哇，这样的话，我周围的都是不认识的人，我不是穷光蛋。
Do what? Do what the Samaritan did. Do what this outcast did. This outcast took care of his enemy. This outcast poured oil and wine on the wounds of his enemy and even took him to an inn, paid for his expenses. And this outcast, Samaritan, did all these things for this unknown man who was his enemy. So, we are supposed to do that? Meaning, do this to all the people around us who are unknown? Then we'll be broke.
你会这样做吗?
Will you do that?
如果你真的这样做，你真的可以上天堂。
If you really can achieve that, you will go to heaven.
但是圣经告诉我们，没有人可以做到。
But the Bible tells us no one can achieve that.
所以我们在想这个问题。主耶稣啊，这个人来问你怎么样得救，你就跟他讲信我就可以得永生吗？为什么你要去讲律法行律法行？为什么耶稣要这样做？
And so we want to think about this question. This person came and asked Jesus, how can I go to heaven? Just tell him, believe in Jesus and you will go to heaven. Why go such a big round telling him a long story?
但是我要告诉你一件事情，在好消息，你在他告诉他好消息之前，你必须要告诉他坏消息。
But remember, before you tell him the good news, you must tell him the bad news.
你说你要得救，为什么要得救？因为你现在最终你要面对审判，所以你要得救。
You want to be safe, so why do you need to be safe? That's because you are still in your sin, you are facing judgment, that's why you need to be safe.
所以这个律法师说，我没有罪啊，我做得好好啊，我完全做得比别人还好。
But this lawyer thinks to him, he's saying that, you know, I have no sin, I am perfect, I can do all things, and I have done it better than everybody else.
然后主耶稣才给他这个故事，你啊，去帮助不认识的人，把所有的你的财产全部用在这些人身上，你才能够得救。意思说你做不到。
But Jesus told him this story about the parable, the Samaritan, to show him that what he needs to do is to give away all his possessions to help everyone around him, and is to show him that he can never achieve this.
所以这个人还是看不到他自己的需要。
This person has failed to see his own need.
他说，你告诉我我的邻居邻舍是谁？
He replied, "Who is my neighbor?"
你知道耶稣不回答他你的邻舍是谁？他回答什么呢？你应该怎么样做一个邻舍？
And Jesus did not answer his question of who is his neighbor. Jesus answered to him is how he should become a neighbor.
啊，意思是说，主耶稣，你看36节、37节，他说他主耶稣讲了这个故事之后，36节他说，你想。这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
And verse 36, Jesus asked, who is the neighbor to this man who fell among the robbers?
因为他那个人说，我要帮谁？主耶稣说， 如果我要帮谁，就是撒玛利亚人，我的邻居是谁？这个就是那个被强盗打的那个人。但是不是他以为是说那个强盗的邻居是谁
？And so this man is asking, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus actually told him this story. And then after that, who is the neighbor of the robber? Of the person who was robbed.
所以他的意思是说，谁？才是我的邻居，他说你，他是说那个帮助我的人就是我的邻居。他说你说的对，我们每个人都应该这样做，我们每个人都应该帮助他。你是不是那个好邻居？因为各位两个不是好邻居，你是不是好邻居？你如果这样做，而且那个 do it， 那个 do 是 imperative， 意思说是命令式的口语，而且是不间断的，是你必须一直这样做，常常这样做。
And so, instead of looking around and see who is my neighbor, Jesus is telling him that he needs to go and be like the good Samaritan, to be a good neighbor to people who are in need. And when Jesus says, you go and do likewise, the do is in the imperative, and it is a continuous imperative, meaning he is supposed to do this all the time.
所以那个对话里面说什么呢？他说那个律法是说我的邻舍是谁？他做的我已经做了。他说不是，是你是不是好邻舍给其他的人？所以那个问题是你到底是不是好邻舍
？So the person who asked who is my neighbor, but Jesus is now answering to him that you are to become the good neighbor rather than ask who is my neighbor.
所以你看到吗？我们的第一点是比喻的内容，第二点是比喻的背景，第三点是比喻的对白。那么到底的比喻的目的主题是什么呢？
And so we have seen the content, the context, and the conversation of the parable. But what is the main or the center theme of the parable?
最重要的，我要你回去看第二十九节。
I want you to go back to verse 29.
第二十九节说，那人要显得自己有理。He wants to himself be justified.
Verse 29, but he desiring to justify himself.
所以你会发现，他认为他已经做好了。我们的问题是，真的吗？你真的可以爱所有的人，像主耶稣，像神要爱我们，你真的可以完全律法吗？
This man thought that he has already done it perfectly, but is that true? Can we fulfill God's law perfectly?
你记得主耶稣在马太福音里面讲到一个财主的故事吗？
Remember in the Gospel of Matthew, there's a Jesus talk about a rich man.
这个 rich young man, 这个有钱的财主呢，跟这个故事岂不是很相似的？那个人来说，夫子，我要做什么才能够得永生？
And the two narratives are pretty similar. The person came and asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
主耶稣的答案是一样，你去遵守律法。
And Jesus' answer is the same: Go and keep the law.
但是非常惊讶的是，在第十马太福音十九章二十节，他说那个人说我一切都遵守了。
But very surprisingly, the young man in Matthew 19:20 said to him, "All this I have kept."
主耶稣为了要彰显是他没有遵守，他说你把一切都变卖掉。
And Jesus, in order to prove that he has not kept everything, told him, "Go sell everything."
啊，他这样就彰显出他其实很贪心，他根本没有按照神的旨意去遵守。
And this actually exposes his greed that he has actually not kept all of God's law.
所以我们问这个律法书真的有完全遵守神的律法吗？当然是没有，因为罗马书三章二十节说，凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法在神面前称义，因为律法是叫人知罪。
So would this lawyer have perfectly kept the law? Of course not, because Romans 3:20 tells us, "For by works of the law no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin."
所以整个故事要表现是什么东西
？So this whole story, what's it trying to bring out?
整个故事要显出这个律法师的自义。
This story is meant to expose the self-righteousness of this lawyer.
他要让他就看出这个人，他以为我什么都守，其实你根本就没有守到。所以他神要主耶稣的意思是要把他的罪彰显出来，让他告诉他你犯了罪了，你应该做的是悔改。
The Lord Jesus wanted to expose this person's self-righteousness that he has actually not fully kept the law. He wants to expose his sin and bring him to repentance.
记得吗？主耶稣在讲过一个故事，另外一个比喻。
There's another story when Jesus told.
在路加福音十八章那边，他说有一个人因为自己仗着自己有意自意就藐视别人。
In Luke 18, he told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt.
所以其实就是在这个路加福音，在你如果翻一翻，你就可以看到。
And you just need to turn a few pages, and you will see this parable.
他说这个人呢，他上到殿里面去祷告，说我是一个法利赛人，我是一个税吏，我然后说，你看了、啊、我又没有勒索，我没有奸淫，然后我一个我进一个礼拜进食两次，然后又奉献十亿。另外一个人呢，他说他上去他什么都没有给神说我做了这么多事，他说主啊赦免我，我是一个罪人。主就说这个人我回家比那个人更称为义了。
And Jesus told the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee and the tax collector both came to the temple, and the Pharisee prayed and said, I thank you, I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust adulterers, and like this tax collector, I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector would not even lift up his eyes to heaven and beat his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other.
所以当我们在仔细想的时候呢，这个人呢，他是一个律法师，他认为他完全守了律法，他来问耶稣说我怎么样才能够得救呢？耶稣告诉他这个比喻，这个比喻要显出这个人的罪，不是叫他去帮助去改变社会，去做社会公益。
So coming back to our parable, when this lawyer came and wanted to know how to go to heaven, Jesus told him this parable in order to expose his sin and not trying to teach him to help society.
所以当我们如果看到故事的内容的时候呢，我们啊这个讲到爱心啊，讲到恩待别人，但是如果你看到背景的时候呢，他是在讲一个救恩的故事，他的对白里面告诉他要彰显出他的罪，然后他的目的呢是要跟他讲说你是犯罪了，你必须要来到神面前求神给你悔改。
So the content of the parable seems to be talking about someone who has got compassion and showed mercy. But the context shows us that Jesus was answering the question about salvation. And the conversation also tells us that Jesus is teaching this lawyer not exactly what to do, but rather it's meant to show off the center theme that this man is a sinner. Jesus is trying to bring out his sin. And he needs repentance.
所以你看整个背景之后呢，请问好撒玛利亚人在讲什么呢？
So if you look at this whole passage then, according to the context, what is the parable of the Good Samaritan telling us?
他是在讲一个救恩福音的故事，在主耶稣在做个人布道。
This is a salvation story where Jesus is doing personal evangelism.
所以他不是在讲要社会公益这件事情。
This is not talking about social justice.
所以刚才我们一开始的时候给你看到前面在路加福音前面他讲说主耶稣是祷告说父啊天地的主啊我感谢你，你将这些事情隐藏起来，像聪明这个通达的人隐藏起来，像婴儿却显出来。比喻呢你必须要按照上下文主耶稣告诉你他的目的他的背景，不然的话你解一定是解错。
In Luke 10:21, Jesus prayed and said, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things, I thank you, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious view. The parables are meant to hide spiritual truth from those who refuse to believe in Jesus. So you want to understand this parable, you have to look at the context and read the verses before and after.
所以当我们明白他的背景，主耶稣为什么讲这个故事的时候，我们就肯定这个是在讲人的自义。
And when we understand from the context why Jesus spoke this parable, we realize that Jesus is talking about self-righteousness.
你认为我有多好，我做了多好事情，我在神面前我可以宣扬。
And you think that I am good, I've done all this good stuff, and I can boast before God.
你不知道神的要求有多高。
You do not know how high God's demands are.
神说我是完全，我要你一跟我一样完全。
God says I am perfect, and you must be perfect.
你要认识到，你知道律法的目的呢，不是叫人得救，律法的目的是叫人知罪。 律法最终是要把人引到耶稣基督的面前。
You want to know that the law is not to help people be saved, but the law is to let people know what sin is. And the purpose of the law is to bring people to Christ.
所以整个故事告诉我们，我们不可以自义。
The whole story tells us that we cannot be self-righteous.
如果你认为我什么都好，你来到神面前，你是不可能得救的。
If you think that I am good in every way that I can, but coming before God, you will not be saved because of that.
因为主耶稣说，我来是招罪人，不是招义人。
Because Jesus said, I come to call sinners and not the righteous.
有病的人才需要医生。
Only those who are sick need a doctor.
健康的人是用不着医生的。
Those who are well needs no physician.
所以主耶稣说，我来是不是要招义人，是招罪人。除非你认识到你是罪人，你是不可能要得到这个救恩的。
So Jesus said that he is here to call sinners, not the righteous. Unless you realize that you are a sinner, you cannot be saved.
所以当我们看到我们周围的人的时候，当我们看到自己的时候，你要知道，我们不可以跟别人好，他比我好，我比他好，我们都是罪人。
So when you look at people around you, do not start comparing. He is better than I am better than him. We are all sinners before God.
我们要比的是比神的要求。
If you want to compare, then compare yourself with God's demands.
神的要求是这么的完美。
God's demand is perfection.
我们完全做不到主的要求。
We cannot even achieve any of it.
但是主给我们一条路，除非我们认罪悔改，归向他，接受他的救恩。我们才能够得救。
But the Lord gave us a way. Unless we repent, receive His salvation gift, and believe in Him, we will never be saved.
就好像那个税吏说：“主啊，我是一个罪人，赦免我吧。”
It's like the tax collector went up to the temple, "Have mercy on me, I'm a sinner."
所以，让我们在神面前自己反省，让我们都知道，因为我们看到我们自己，我们看到周围，现实告诉我们，我们本来就是一个罪人。
Let us.Examine ourselves and realize that we are all sinners. If you just look around you, look around the world, you will realize that all human beings are sinners.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for your word. Indeed, help us, Lord, that we might be able to understand your word properly and accurately so that we can have the right application in our own lives. And we thank you indeed that you have sent your son Jesus.To achieve what we can never achieve on the cross, and it is because of this that we remember him by what we do today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.